Shira 22. The Indian Civil Muscle Part 2.
As far as the issue that the guys were fighting about yesterday, we had the latest from Russia. And I've decided that because I didn't work on it yet, in 10 minutes in the Nazir room, as I collect my thoughts, it's not the time where we really be all on the Sukhya. So, Bezer Hashem, I hope to come back to it. Minister gave me a lot of nachas that you chased it down. You worked on it b'chulei. So back when you guys were fighting about yesterday, I hope to come to Maskana. I need the school of Shabbat. I need to be Amalanit. I wasn't Amalanit enough, so I reserve my judgments. Okay. What I'd like to discuss with you are just two basic points in our Sunday chat. The Bezer Hashem will go to Parsha. Okay. First of all, Ba'omar Rava. Rava had told us, Imhoyim Rava Nes Hamasra Hamasra Rava Nosom Mitzdar. So, Tosas makes just a very poshut and beautiful point that it's hard to understand exactly what Tosas is driving at, so we need the help of the Bat. And point number one is we're just going to learn the Tosas. Then in the second Tosas, I want to say more. The first 15 minutes for sure now, I just want to flesh out what this is saying. Amar Rava, Imei Ronas Amasaro Amasaro Nosan, Mikan Maisi HaMefarish. Now according to the Bat, the Mefarish means the Yesh Mefarshim that we've had upstairs. The Yesh Mefarshim that we had upstairs was of the opinion that even when you have the Masra seeing both groups, nevertheless, the halacha would be they're not considered one full half. So Tosa says that this shita of the Yesh Mefarshim can be brought as can bring a raya from Rava. Why? Gabi Seifa Diktani Hare Elu Shtei Edios. The Seifa said that there are two Edios. The Mikom Lokom Mayri, the Bachir adds, Afal Gav, Shein Rovan Amasra, in the Pirashis. That Rava says, Hein Rovan Es Amasra, Amasra Rovan Osan. So what's Rava saying? That the Master sees them and they see the Master. You say that our Mishnah is talking about that phenomenon. Yet, nevertheless, there is a halacha that indicates that they can still be considered two Edios. Says the Bach that this is a raya to the shita of the Yesh Mefarshim. We had last week a machlokes in Yesh Mefarshim and Moreh Sheyichyeh. What happens if they're joined together by the Master? Does that make them into one pattern now? Moreh Sheyichyeh says yes, the Yesh Mefarshim says no. Says Tosas, Mikal Naisim Mefarish Raya Masnisin. Rava, according to the way the first shot of Tosas is learning, is understanding that they see the Master. And nevertheless, we also have the possibility to say that there are two Edios. Now, I did not cheshbon how to read Tosis without the Bach. All of this is assuming the Bach's reading of the Tosis. The Hainu that we change Mefarish to Yesh Mefarshim, and also critical to Mekol Matra Mayri Afal Gav Shein Ron HaMaster. How you would read Pshat and Tosas to become up on Myri Shehein Rohan Amasra, not Afal Gav, that would be interesting whether there's a totally different Havana, but this is what happens. Says Tosas V'lav Milsi, but it's not a full riot. The Hafa Ha'edus Miyuched is the price of Koi. This is a beautiful Tosas, even if it's not a Lomdish Tosas, it's a beautiful Tosas. We're here when Rava makes his comment, is he going back on the Mishnah or is he going on the Brisa? So he says we're going back on the Brisa. Diktani Echa Mechalon Zeh Vecha Mechalon Zeh. She'im Mitzdarfin, that they don't join together. V'Allah Ka'amar Dimo Eid Mikan Ve'im Mikan Ro'a Amasra Amasra Asav Mitzdarfin Lios Eidus Echad. No! We're talking about cases where they don't see each other. And if they don't see each other, then the Brisa says that's Eidus Miuchad. But, says Rava, Be'omar Rava, when Rava, or Amar Rava, when Rava says, lines into the wide. I'm asking, what's Rava doing? Is Rava going on the Mishnah or is Rava going on the Braisa? So that's a question that we should ask when we read the Gemara. Usually we read very fast and we don't ask ourselves those questions. L'may nafka mina? Well, what emerges from what Rava's halach is? If Rava is saying that when the Masra joins together, Masra sees them, they consider someone who joins together, then the halach is what? The halach is that becomes a full-fledged cat. However, if we don't say that, so then it becomes a totally different halacha. Then it becomes halacha in regards to the Mishnah. If it's a halacha in regards to the Mishnah left open the possibility that even when the Masra is there, that they still don't join together as a cat. Okay? So let's see in the words. So let's crunch it. If we say that we're going on the Mishnah, then the Master will not join together like the Yesh Mefarshim. But if we're saying we're going on the Braisa, then it's beautiful, even according to Marashiachim. Why? Because then it's possible to say that the Masra can even join them together. Because we never saw in the Braisa that the Masra does not join them together. And Tosis himself concludes that the Eidus is going on the Braisa. And then Tosis concludes the Pashtus of Rava is Rava's only telling us something positive and not something negative. If Rava was telling us that there are times that they join together and there are times that they don't, then we would have expected Rava to say the following. We would have expected Rava to say, Masra Shamru, this Masra that we said in the Reisha was talking of Shamru Afilu, no. That's in the Reisha, in such a case where they're able to see each other. And nevertheless, in terms of Asra, they join together. And then he should have said, and if they laugh, but if they don't see each other, then in such a case the Eidus does not join together. According to the Yesh Mefarshim, if they don't see each other, the Master is not enough to join together. Rava seems to be saying that the Master is always enough. Now that would be a problem if Rava is only going according to the Mishnah. But if Rava is going according to the Braisa, it's beautiful. Because what does the Braisa say? Eidus Miuchedes doesn't work. Eidus Miuchedes doesn't work. Says Rava, but if the Master sees them and they see the Master and or, so then in such a case, it's okay. The Braisa only gave us one option. What's that one option? That they're joined together, like the Shita of the Maharishi Yichya. So therefore, according to the Maharishi Yichya, Rav is going on the Braisa, and if Rav is going on the Braisa, so then in such a case, everything is smooth, that we have a case in where the Masra does join them together, and we don't have the Yesh Mefarshim's issue, where we should have said, Bin Lav, that if they don't see each other, then they're not going to be Mitzdarev. And you could read Rava Kipshuta, where Rava is just saying that the Masra is Mitzdarev them Ad Hasof. In contrast to the Yesh Mefarshim, who say no, that the Masra alone would not be Mitzdarev them Ad Hasof. Okay? Ad Kan Divrei Tosis Divrei Maskal Amar Rava. I went through the Bach on my own a few times, Bezer Shem. By the way, I've read over many, many, many times. I decided not to do it with you. Anybody who wants to work the Omel on the Bach, it'll be my pleasure to take out time in Seder, either before Mincha now, or Seder on Sunday morning. But my radar has told me that it's kedai to leave the Bach for now. And just know, Pshat, to have Pshat clear in Tosos, I think that is enough. That is enough in terms of Pshat. One of the most important yisodos here that I want to share you is not a lumdus yisod, but just how did Tosfos read the Gemara. It's important to say, wait, what's Rava going on? And if Rava's going on this, then he means this. And if Rava's going on that, Then he means that. I think if you have the Tosis clear, then the Bach is also straightforward. Okay. That was point number one that I wanted to go with you today. Any questions? Any clarifications? Yes, Stubby.
Someone says that the real finish is in the Sefer.
Right. Well, what do you mean the real finish is in the Sefer?
The Yeshua brings a raya
Right. No. What does that mean? What does it mean that the Yeshua Far should bring a raya from the Sefer? What it means is like this. If we're going on the Mishnah, then what Rabbah says allows for the phenomenon that even when the Masra see each other, they still mitzdari. It could be Rabbah was talking about the Resha. But the Yesh Mefarshim says, I could bring a raya to my position from the fact that in the Seifa they're not Mitzdarei. Even if the Masra sees them, correct. No, because if you're going on the Mishnah, then Rava has to be talking about both the Resha and the Seifa. Now the Bach asks, well, maybe you should say that he's only going on the Seifa, not the Resha. That's a discussion in the Bach. But the Chura, right, you follow with the Basbah, maybe Rava's only commenting on the Sefer, he's not commenting on the Resha. But if Rava's commenting on the Resha, then there's also an implication from the Sefer. It's not that Rava is talking about the Sefer. Once Rava is commenting on the Resha, then there'll be a certain halacha that would emerge from the Sefer. Okay. Good? Yes. Okay. I don't think Tosus is very. I think Hafuch. I thought Tosus was beautiful. I thought Tosus just took my hand and walked me through it. I didn't find Tosus repetitive. I didn't sense that. Okay, what else? I don't find him repetitive. So let's read again. The Mordechai Yaakov wants me to explain Viteda. So let's do it inside. Viteda, I'll prove to you that Rava is only talking about the Braisa, and the halacha is that the Masra could join them together. Da Eidus Miuchedus, the Braisa koi. The Imas Nisin, because if we were going on the Mishnah, Diktani Hareilush de Yedios, Kidipirashti. If it's going on the Mishnah, by the way, let's throw in the back. Diktani Diamas Nisin, Reisha koi, Le Ruye. Doktani, it's coming to teach us that there is a chiddush also from the Sefer, that when they don't see each other, then there's still shtei eduyos, even though the Masra sees both of them. In Cain, then Havelay Lameimar Vimlav, then Rava should have added Vimlav Emitzdarfin. Then Rava should have emphasized that what emerges from our Mishnah is two things. That when they see each other and then the Masra sees them, then you've got the whole picture. But if you don't have that, so then in such a case, then the Eidus is not Mitzdarei. Rava doesn't spell that out at all. Rava doesn't spell that at all. And Rava, you could read incorrectly, according to the Yesh Mefarshim. According to the Mashiach, the Marashi Yechia, Rava's teaching us that the Masra can join them together. Beautiful. But according to Yesh Mefarshim, the Masra cannot make them one kaf. If the Masra cannot make them one kaf, so then in such a case, it should have said, Vimlav, that if they don't see each other, then they're not Mitzdarei. That's what should have been said. Okay. Now I want to do some analysis. Let's do the next dosis. This is just a shot. By the way, my Rabbi read shot in Tosus. Even if it wasn't Razzle Dazzle, there's a yeshiva in New York that Mamish is Krum when he is dieting on one part. It's a very famous yeshiva, beautiful yeshiva. They have a rule that the Magid Shir is only allowed to say Chidushim and Shir. Magid Shir has to say Chidushim. Crooked. That's the only thing. Only Chidushim. Ad Kedei Kach, but he has to say his own Chidushim. Can't even say Chidushim from a Sefer. So first of all, it's crooked on two fronts. Number one, there's nothing greater to explain how Rashi and Tosus explain. Why? Who? We're bigger than Rashi and Tosus. So their cheshbon is no. The boys are expected to already know Gemara, Rashi, Tosus, and all the other chidushim beforehand. So that's the boys that don't never learn how to read Gemara. They're already learning. They have to know Reb Ruven beforehand. That's Aleph. And the other reason it's crooked is because of the following. Why does the Rebbe? Why should the Rebbe be being mechadesh if there's so much already out there? Just to see the, in the end, you can start chasing your own tail. You know, like the most important thing is to understand what Rebbe Meir meant, Rebbe Yehuda meant, Ravina meant, Rav Ashi, and Gub Rashi and Tosfos and so on and so forth. So my Rebbe used to read Tosfos and be Masbir Tosfos. There's nothing wrong with that. Okay, but we need a little spice also, no question. But it's important that even just to have good pshat and tosas, Reb Chaim Volozhiner writes beferish. Reb Chaim Volozhiner writes beferish that a emes achidush includes to simply being masber tosas well, simply being masber rashi. That's an emes achidush as well. But we need spice to it, it's a balance. Let's take a look at Tosas. The Yermaskal old master of Oros and Mistarfin. He says, Tosas, and here's where I'm going to start screaming at you. It's 10 minutes has passed, and I didn't say, if you didn't notice this, you didn't make a good laning. So we're running behind the clock. Oh, master of Oros and Mistarfin says, Pirush al piyem nerak. If the master is Roos and they're Mistare, the lo chashiva edus miuchedis. It's not considered Eidus Miuchedes. By the way, I don't even believe it about that yeshiva. That's what someone told me. I can't believe it. It's just, it can't be. Something wrong. Someone must have misunderstood something. It doesn't make sense. Here is Alpiyam Nerak, the Lo Chashiv Eidus Miuchedes. It's not considered an Eidus Miuchedes. If the Master is Rono's son, then they're Mitztarfin, and therefore it's not considered Eidus Miuchedes. Vim Tomar. Behechi mehem nilei lemaster. Tell us, that's a brilliant question. How can we believe the master lomer shiroa salara gazeh? The bishleim gishiroa na masre harein shtayim. If they see the masre, then it's two. But what's meduyik in the lashon haGemara? V'amarava, amarava, myron as a master, a maaser roel son mitzdarfin. Right? Says, oh, frektesis. How could that possibly be? How do we know that's true? Everything is dependent on the words of the Masra. And a Masra is one. Is a Masra acceptable as Eidus and Bezdin? No, he's one. So the line of Rava, where Rava says, and Mahayu Rowan as a Masra, beautiful. But the other part doesn't make sense. Oh, a Masra no son, it's Darfin. How do we believe it? It's not acceptable in court. It's kam l'shvua. I know it's kam l'shvua, but that's not what we're talking about here. Shura Masra Nishnana, Masra Osa, Kasha! Hey, Rabbi Yisai, I'm upset at you guys. The only one that did it was Mordechai Yaakov. Mordechai Yaakov this morning came over to me, and I had asked you, find me places where the Rambam disagrees with Tosfos. We're a guy in the last minute. But Mordechai Yaakov was the only one that came over to you this morning. Now, by the way, you guys came up with a great list. Let me chazer with all the guys found me many places in Tosfos. First of all, Talmid pointed out that Tosfos is different than the Rambam. Let's read over again. Lashon Rambam, can someone please pass the Rambam? Yeah. Oh, okay. Pass it around the drawer. So, that's... Rambam says, "Hoya ze hamasre bo roes ha'edim, go ha'edim ro no so." Alpha pishin ro ze hamasre mitzarfon. The Rambam is mefurish that when they join together, the edim need to see the master, and the master needs to see the edim. So Talmidim pointed out that we emphasized already yesterday when the Talmidim were talking. Then we saw the Talmidim pointed out that the Mefurish against the Tosas Nibra Maskel Hu Behem. The Tosas says, Shetei Kol Kat V'Kat Roa Hamasra. Oh, Hamasra Roa No Son. So we see the Tosas disagrees over there. Someone else pointed to me on the Ram. That was what I think everybody screamed out. Then Tosas Nibra Maskel the Echad says, Umestama Hainu Hamasra Shoma Le'edim Le'elu Ve'elu Rukuas Hamasra Hara. Who is the one who brought me a ride from that house? Somebody brought me a ride from that house? That what? That he says, come and see. That he's the one who's
saying, come and see.
Right, but there they're coming and seeing.
He's the only one who's saying that they come.
Ah, okay, so Oren's been dying nicely. Okay. It's a nice deal. That he says, come and see. Is Mashva, they don't necessarily see each other, but he's aware, he sees them, but not they see each other. Not such a strong riot, but it's a good point. But what no one came over to me and pointed out is that Tosfos' kasha doesn't start according to the Rambam. According to the Rambam, Tosfos' kasha doesn't start. Can anybody finish off now? Yes, Gilad.
Both.
You have to come back Shana Gimel. You didn't notice this. Yeah, go ahead.
The Rambam says you need both.
So I'm teasing you. Beautiful. Yeah. Go ahead. Yeah, the Rambam says you need both. Beautiful. The Rambam says both. The Rambam says that the Edim see the Master, the Master sees the Edim. What was those? This is Kasha. How can we believe the Master? The Master is not, there's no Edim over here. So what's the answer according to the Rambam and Davar Poshut? The answer is that the Rambam holds that the only reason why we know it is because they didn't see the Masra. And maybe, and this might get involved, I need Shabbos Kodesh to work on the Rambam Shita, the Rambam Lepiru Shabbos Shnayis, but this might connect to why the Rambam says both. Or maybe not, maybe there are other reasons. That the Rambam says that the Edim need to see the Masra. Why? Because he's bothered. Maybe it's because he's bothered by Tosfos' Kasha. Because if all we have is the Masra seeing them, there's no Eidos over here. And the Eidos might be, although I suspect there are other reasons according to Rambam as well, but clearly, according to Rambam, Tosfos' question is not starting. You hear Adam? You hear Adam? Good. Yes, Aaron.
Even the Rambam,
if you notice at the end of the Zman, I'm able to say, you hear more guys. If it's a larger group. Now, go ahead, Aaron. Yeah.
The Rambam, how can you what the Masra saw?
They're testifying that the Masra was able to see them.
Able? What does able mean? We need actual ear.
Okay. I like your kasha. It's a nice kasha. He's asking at the end of the day, but that's not being made necessarily that the Masra is mamish seeing them. Well, I think to answer your question, we can get off on a tangent. I didn't prepare this for Shir. But I think to answer your question gets back to what exactly is the Tziruf doing? Is it pshat in the Tziruf that somehow his eyes join them together? Or his location joins them together? In other words, there's someone who's being masra. You need Piaget, that's the wrong psychologist. Gestalt, right? We've spoken about Gestalt psychology. So, this is going to take 2 minutes. Use the Aron Kodesh over here. Gestalt psychology says like this. It says that if you have a square, this is Kulei Alma Modus, not the one of the Abikarsis in psychology. This is straight up, everybody would agree intuitively. You have a square. Imagine the square of the Beis Hamikdash. If you had a square that was written that you had the corners, just the corners, and you ask somebody what it is, this fellow pointed out that they'll tell you it's a square. Why is it a square? Because by nature, a human being wants to bring looks for wholeness. It's a Beferish Ma'arav. Everybody follow what I'm saying? You need me to draw out the square? Connect the dots. It'll connect the edges. A person is shoeif for shleimus. A mind is shoeif to shleimus. So if you see two things, that one possibility is to look at it as four L's, or upside down, backwards, and a straight one, or to look at it as a square. The human mind looks at it as a square, okay? It's a Yisoid in Ruchnius too. It's a Yisoid, he was Mechadish, I don't know if it makes sense what he's Mechadish in psychology, but that Yisoid about the Gadlus HaMoach and the Shifa for Shleimus, that he got right. Now, Moshe Lamad, I'm saying is a Moshe. What's the pshat? When you have two Eidim over here and you have two Eidim over here, and you have the master in the middle, what's the master doing, Aaron? The master somehow, he has magic eyes, he brings them together. It's like out of these cartoons, you know. His eyes bring them together. What's the pshat? So the chura, the pshat is like this. These guys can't see these guys. The event is taking place over here. This guy is in the middle. What this guy does is he creates like a triangle of sorts. You would never think of bringing them together, but him being over here is somehow, it's mistarev the mitzius. So I'm not convinced that the vart is that the Ria somehow joins them as a cat together. That's my only response. If it's a good ha'ara, that's my only response. Okay, let's take a look at Taisus's teretz. Zok te'el yitaisus v'yeh shleimah. The Mayrish yesh idim shemeidim shemas ro'nasa, ach lo ro'a masa osan ha'edim. Says Tosos, what it means is that there are, you have to say, if the master is rowing at the mitzarfin, then the Eidim are made. There's another set of Eidim. So we have two here, a masre, and then we have another set of Eidim over here who saw that the master was able to see both of them. Massive ukimta. You see how beautiful Tosos is. See how beautiful the Rambam is. See how here, the Rambam managed Yodel al Yona, that Messiah Lufitumo, he solved it. Again, Pshat and Dosos, these two Eidim see the Masoret, so then in such a case, they join together. By the way, what's Alpi Kabbalah? Why do we use the Beis HaMikdash? It works beautifully, because the Beis HaMikdash is Kailo, represents the Tziruf of Ruchnius and Gashmius. Of the oil mazen, oil haba. So everything is beruma in the Beis HaMikdash. It's not even a coincidence. We use a diagram of the Beis HaMikdash for every single mitzvah. It's the tziruf of the oil maruchni and the oil hagash. That's what the Beis HaMikdash represents. So if you're trying to explain a halachic principle, which in ruchni, and to give a gashmi example, the greatest thing is to use the diagram of the Beis HaMikdash. Okay, did a little kabbalah. Yeshon the Maisha Jane Shmain Shah Basar Onasan, Achlo Ro Amasa Osa Aidim. Good Rabosai? So that's a tremendous vision also. We see now how elegant the Rambam is. Now all the Achronim ask a basic kasha on Tosis's teretz. Well, I wanted to share with you something that I thought is Mamish Mesameach, which will become one of, I think, Lavia's diet, one of the highlights of the Zman, based on what we've done, everything we've done up until now. Aaron, you had a question?
Yeah, I want to know if a couple weeks ago we brought in the Ritzvah and he said that one aid could be like a video camera. So why can't we use that as the answer for Tosos?
Very good. I want to say something along the lines of your saying. Very good. How about that? You're mechaving to my direction. I want to build in a particular way. I saw quoted that the Aruch Lener, the Kais Yeshuas, the Or Sameach on this Rambam, all of them ask a basic question this poses. Let me share with you a very, very important concept. Al pi shtayim eidim yakum davar. Says the Gemara in Sanhedrin, davar velo chatzi davar. What happens if you have two set of eidim, let's see, Reuven shoot a gun, and two, but they don't see, they're blocked. They don't see that Shimon was killed. Okay? Then there's two sets of Eidim that a split second later saw a bullet penetrate into the second set, into Shimon. So do you put Reuven to death on it? No. Because Reuven and Shimon were only made on the Chatzi Dover. The first set was only made on the Chatzi Dover and the other sets were made on the Chatzi Dover. Fret all Achrayim. But wait a second. At the end of the day, over here, what do we got? Over here, we got a Chatzi Davar. Because what are they even testifying? They're testifying that the Masra joins them together. So from these two Eidim, you're getting testimony of the case that happened over here. These two Eidim are telling us that these Eidim could be joined together because the Masra was in between them. That's a Chatzi Davar. You can't put the guy to death based on these two set of Eidim. You need another set of Eidim. That's already a Chatzi Davar. That's the kasha. So it dawned on me that the parents for this kasha in being masbir tosos is the yisod that we spend a lot of amelis on. Mamish, we now have a mahal. In other words, I think this is a yisod that's coming that I was entirely unaware of, that's repeating itself over and over again, and we have a few rites. What did we see from the Ritva? We saw from the Ritva that the Ritva that Aaron just made reference to, and even if you don't remember everything that the Ritva had said, why, you know what, let's review. Why not? It's also a Chazar day. The Ritva asked the Gevaldik Akasha on our mission. The Ritva had asked, how could it be possible that Yisachar and Zvulun in our Mishnah could zoom Levi and Yehuda when Reuven and Shimon didn't see each other? But in such a case, Reuven and Shimon said they saw Levi and Yehuda. Right? They said that they saw Levi and Yehuda. So in what way do we have over here a zoom? Reuven and Shimon contradict. Says a Ritva, I'll give you a teretz. This is what the Gurasari that we saw on this. Says a Ritva, I'll tell you a teretz. Only Reuven saw, not Shimon. So we ask, but what does that mean? You should throw Reuven out entirely. Because now let Yisachar and Zvulun say Reuven's a liar. And we said, no. It's not a halacha in Eidus and Bezdin. And since it's not a halacha in Eidus and Bezdin, the halacha is that we say that we join them together, and we could use, still use Reuven's Eidus as something else. Our lashon was that Reuven is a video camera. Reuven's enough to serve as a video camera. You know what the answer to the kasha of the Achronim and our Tosis is? It's not a problem of Chatzi Davar, because Siruf that these two Eidim are doing to combine Reuven and Shimon Levi Yehuda through the Masreb, which I hold Aaron Lashitasi is there just to join them together. It's not a real Akkadis, it's just a way for Bezdin to process the Din Torah. So that halacha is not a Din in the Hakkadis Eidus of the case itself. The Dabar is what happened over here. What Reuven and Shimon saw here and what Levi Yehuda saw over here. Bezdin now needs to process lots of things. Bezdin needs to decide whether this is Dine Mominus or it's Dine Nefashos. Bezdin needs to decide which Abezdin is available and which Abezdin is not available for this. Bezdin needs to decide where the Din Torah is going to be, if it's going to be in the Lishkas HaGozes or it's going to be something else. Bezdin has lots of things to decide. One of the things that Bezdin also has to decide is, who are the Eidim over here? That is not the din in the davar. Al pishnayim eidim yokum davar means that whether Reuven killed Shimon, that's what Bezdin needs to decide. In kainim advarim, this Haggadah Eidus of the tziruf is not a halacha in the davar. It's not a halacha in the davar. And that's the shita of Tosfos. However, as Aaron points out, I would just add one more point. We now have a subtle machloikis that we can make medayik between the Ritva and Taisis, whether you need two Eidim to create Siruf or not. According to the Ritva, it's mamish a video camera, and it's not even a chetzah shel Eidus at all. That's the Ritva Shita. But now we have a nuance, and that nuance is a Shita of Taisis, who holds that even though it's not halacha and Haggadah Eidus of the Davar, but nevertheless, to be considered halacha of Siruf, you still need two Eidim to be made on it. It's not part of the Chefzer Shel Eidus of whether Reuven killed Shimon, but it seems from the Tais when said Eidim, if he held like the Ritva. L'chura, we could be Medayik L'chura. Did anybody notice that the Ritva gives like Tosfos as Teretz? Have to look up. But L'chura, L'chura, that's the second point that emerges from Tosfos. Mamish now misameh, the whole Yisoy that we work with, Tziruf and the Ksois and the Guras Hari, and that how the Mishnah is read, L'chura, only because of that were we able to answer another question of the Achronim. But what about the idea that this last guy the need to have last guy is davar v'lo chatzi davar. So the chura, to answer this question of the achronim, we need to say this yisod. The only way we could have come to this yisod to be miyashev is we have to understand the Mishnah. Here you see. If you understand the Mishnah really, 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 really well, and you're able to solve all the problems in the Mishnah, then 50 lines later, 20 lines later in this case, and it tells us on a totally different topic, that yisod is going to be relevant. Yes, how did Aaron has the ritual come out?
He says the same answer as Tosos on the second though.
Right, so it's Sarafim. Ain't a phenomenon, it's Sarafim. It's Sarafim. Right? That's why I said right away, before I went on, I said we have to check what the ritual says. So just to bring out, Aaron is pointing out that we're still a little stuck. Then why did over here, Tosos say Aiden, according to the ritual earlier, we said for Tziruf, all you need is one aid. The chura according to Tosis, it sounds like over here they need two aid. So that's something else to work on over Shabbos. There's got to be a good teretz.
Yeah, the actual line though, which I don't understand.
All right. You know what? So let's crack open the ritvot. Let's make a laning together. Ad kan hashir. Now, even though mamish we right on the. Thank you. Okay, now let's take a look. Maybe let's make a lane on the Ritva. I didn't see the Ritva. So let's say thank you, Josh. Over there, who's going to take Josh's selfless job about putting up the recording? We have to find somebody for next year. Someone from far out west. No New Yorker like me would ever do so. What's that, Benji? Okay. All right. So Benji, you got to come back. All right. With Debra Amas, let's take a look at the... We're making a laning together now. Let's take a look at the Ritva. Elame'ato. Can anybody do you mind giving me a Masada Rav Kook edition, please? Does anybody have a Masada Rav Kook edition? Oh, sorry. Your Ritva that you're quoting.
Oh, I went on to the I was looking at the Ritva right now on this Sugya of Masada.
Right, that's what I'm talking about. That's what I'm talking about. Well, you just quoted. I didn't see it yet. Thank you. Oh, mine? Okay, so thank you very much. Now mingling, shear's over. So let's take a look. Hello, Meata, Bedina Foshus Tatsu, Pirish Rashi, Swarm, the Kimish, Chair, Dina Mosh, Dana Zellas, Dina Foshus, and where are you talking, Aaron? Masaronosim it started. Pirish, Vashmiin on Rava, Shazeb Bechlam Hashanim Mishasenu, Bismach and Exosan Rowan Elos Eva. The Lavachi have the Polig Rava Masnison, the Beina and Shiu Mixas Rowan Elos Eva, Long Freshim Gamara, Eu the Amar Kaman, Avada Kadamri. Let's leave that. Him Taimar, Beheach, Hadover as Enigma Pia Masro Vad, the Ritvo repeats Tosis is Kasha. Shaoso, Saidus Acha, Sholios of Machis. We should dispatch the latest cool my day, car of apostle. The Shomer, the Mary Shiesh Adam Shiros, and Master Azza, I made the Mokum Shiroyas, and Bafo P. Shame Loro and also. So he says there is Adam that see the Master. Bafilu Yiro, son. Ain't Sirifle Adam, Ella, the Rias, her Master. By him, the Shaykh Milson. Yeah, he's bothered. What about, I thought I was bothered by this Kasha. Why then do you need the Master at all? You have Reuben and Shimon that are witnessing the event like this, Levi and Yehuda that are witnessing the event like this, and Yisachar and Zebulun that are able to see that Reuben and Shimon and Levi Yehuda are able to see. If that's so, then let Reuben and Shimon be able to be mitzarif then. So he said, "I feel your awesome ain't sir for Adam El Berias Masre Mils Berias Hamasre Bohem the Shaykh B'Milsa. The Masra has the ability dafka to bring them together. And Stam Edim doesn't have the ability. Why? Because the Masra becomes a focal point over here. The Masra is the one who's directly interacting with the Nidam. That's what he's saying. What's that? Let's leave. But let me, I'm willing to discuss on Sunday. But now you're asking a different question, one question at a time. Aaron's asking like this. At the end of the day over here, he also said Edim. He didn't say an Eid Echad. And we learned all you need is an Eid Echad to be Mitzarek beforehand. So why over here does he say Tzirub Ha'edim? Could very well be the Chiddush that we said last time was only in that particular case. In that particular case, it joins them together. But in other cases, no, it won't join them together.
He says the Sogi Bechad Me'ewe in the other Ritva. Does that matter that one, as opposed to one guy standing on his own, as opposed to Chad Me'ewe?
Maybe.
Because he's when one guy sees it, he's representing the path of Aden that's on the left side of the building, let's say.
How does that work? But the Yisod is Emes. For sure, that's the Yisod. That's how to answer Akron's kasha. What? How does Tziruf work? Whether it works with one aid or two aid, that I don't know. I don't know how it's that's how to be Miyashi, the two Ritvas. I'm Choshesh, it has to do like we're saying now, that somehow in that case particularly one aid is going to be enough. But why over there is one aid going to be enough? In other cases, not. I'm not sure. Rabbos, I want to share with you a beautiful yisod from this week's parsha, which I think also has a tremendous mussar.